And now for more on this Labor Day trip to Iraq, we go to the Pentagon and NPR correspondent Guy Raz. Guy, Defense Secretary Robert Gates is also in Iraq, as we mentioned. He arrived in advance of the president. What is his role there?
Well, for Gates, you know, it's really a chance to sort of develop his own sense of how to advise the president on Iraq policy. His whole modus operandi, if you will, has been to sort of offer the president what he calls unvarnished advice on Iraq. And this is his fourth trip to the country, actually, since he became defense secretary 9 months ago. Now, it's no secret that he was somewhat skeptical coming into the Bush administration about the prospects for success in Iraq. But lately, he's really emerged as a kind of a vocal supporter of the so-called surge strategy. And I think it's because Gates has now seen some examples of stability in some parts of Iraq.
You mentioned this is not his first trip there. Do you have any sense of how he's been received by officers and troops on the ground and how that might compare to his predecessor, Donald Rumsfeld?
He's always received very well. I traveled with him on one of his previous trips to Iraq. You know, he has a very easy manner. He's not imperious like Rumsfeld. He's not impulsive either. He really takes time to make decisions, and he really has an immense amount of respect for uniformed officers who work under his leadership at the Pentagon. And I think one of the things Gates likes to do whenever he travels is to have lunch with enlisted troops. And that almost always happens behind closed doors, away from the sort of the glare of the camera lights.
And do you think some of the information he gets at these lunches is what's informing his policy or his advice that he's giving to the president when he comes back home?
I think it certainly has some impact. I think he certainly takes it into account. You know, he's the kind of person who really takes into account all of the advice he gets from various corners. And, of course, ultimately, he is going to have to use that advice to advise a president on what he thinks the best course forward is for the Iraq strategy.
Guy, for the next 2 weeks, there will be a series of reports and testimony made to Congress on the status of the U.S. military effort in Iraq. How critical do you think these reports will be in affecting the president's future decisions?
I think they're going to have an enormous impact on the debate over Iraq policy, but it won't necessarily have an overall impact on the actual Iraq policy. The surge plan will continue almost certainly through next spring. That is practically a done deal. Because it doesn't appear there is enough opposition in Congress to block that policy decision. And I think each report will sort of offer something to all sides in the debate. There are reports that will show how miserable and incompetent and dangerous the Iraqi police are. But at the same time, that same report talks about signs of progress in the Iraqi army. The GAO report, the General Accounting Office report, seems to say there is no real political horizon in Iraq, but at the same time, it talks about signs of stability in terms of the security situation. So every report will offer every partisan in this debate something to hold on to. And I think ultimately it will have an enormous impact on the debate, but again, not necessarily on the policy decisions taken in Iraq.
NPR's Pentagon correspondent Guy Raz, thanks so much.
Thank you.